What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Work to Wellness to Wealth podcast, where my mission is to simply empower you with the financial education that you need to improve your financial health and overall well-being while building bridges to wealth and financial independence. So, look, my name is J. Rod Anderson. I'm your host. And in today's episode, we're going to discuss how to get the worry, stress, and care out of your finances before 2025. So it's officially the fourth quarter, baby. So we're not waiting for 2025 to get here. We're going to go ahead and start making some moves now to get you financially prepared to have a breakout year next year. So I'm super excited to let you know that the Work to Wellness to Wealth podcast is now available. Let me get these right on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and pretty much mostly anywhere podcasts are streamed. So if you are on any of those platforms, please check out the Work to Wellness to Wealth podcast. Let other people know. Leave that 5-star review and please leave a comment or anything. You can also watch it on YouTube. My channel is at Path to Financial Independence. And so if you're watching this on YouTube, please support the channel and like and subscribe and leave a comment if you have anything you would like me to discuss or any questions about today's episode. Yo, leave me a comment, man. I would love to hear from you. If you're getting any value from this podcast, I would love to hear from you. So let me start out with my financial disclaimer, just so nobody gets it twisted. I am not a financial advisor, and the content of this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Your financial situation is unique, so please do your research and consult with a qualified financial advisor who is familiar with your personal circumstances. Neither I am not responsible for any financial losses or gains resulting from the use of this information provided in this podcast. All right. So look, if you missed the last episode, I talked about procrastination and how dangerous procrastination is to your finances, and gave you some tips on things that you can do to overcome procrastination in your finances. So if you missed that episode, make sure you go back and catch that episode. It was filled with a whole lot of nuggets. So make sure you go back and catch that if you miss it. And since the fourth quarter is officially beginning today, for the next couple of weeks, I just wanted to take some time, like I said, to help you get a jump start on your finances. Listen, we're not waiting until the holidays. We're not waiting until Halloween, Thanksgiving, to Christmas. We're going to get a jump start on getting our finances in order. So next year, you're going to position yourself to have the best year financially that you've ever seen. But that's going to require us to start making some adjustments right now. So let's go ahead and get your mind ready. I know, we're getting into the holiday season, but while you're doing that, I just want you to get mentally prepared for 2025. Because look, let's be 100. This is an election year, and whoever gets in office, you don't know what type of changes or what type of chain reactions that's going to cause in the economy. So I want you to make sure that you have your personal economy ready, regardless of who gets in the White House, regardless of what happens. I want you to be ready. And so that's going to start right now. We can't wait till January hits because by then it's going to be too late. So let's jump into this dealing with worry, stress, and anxiety in your finances. I want to deal with uprooting the sources of these things in your life, especially in the area of your finances, because a lot of y'all are stressed out. You're worried about your financial situation. And, my focus, like I said, is to really talk about wellness, but how many of you know that one of the biggest threats to your wellness is worry, stress, care, and anxiety? So why is it so important that we talk about this and figure out how to eliminate it out of your finances? Because nothing erodes your health and well-being quicker than fear, worry, stress, care, and anxiety, especially when it comes to money. So I got three questions that I need you to consider as we talk about, as we tackle this subject. Number one, what has been causing you worry, stress, and care where your finances are concerned? So, is it the amount of debt? Is it student loans? Is it unable to handle your day-to-day expenses? What's causing you stress and worry? Number two, how is it impacting you physically, mentally, emotionally, and financially? So, what type of impact is this worry, stress, and care? What type of impact is it having on you? Because the whole deal, man, everybody deserves to know what it feels like to enjoy life and just be well. But you're not gonna be well as long as you every day when you wake up, you stressed, you got this black cloud over you where your money is concerned. So we gotta deal with this. And number three, and this is the most important question. What are you going to do about it? So, as you're listening to this now, if you know I'm talking to you and you're one of those people who every conversation around money is one of stress and care, what you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Like, are you just going to let it sit there? And we can't just let it sit there. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later in the episode. So, as I stated again in the opening, one of my reasons for creating this podcast is to help you to improve your financial health and overall well-being. But how many of you know nothing robs you of your health, your happiness, your peace of mind, and your enjoyment of life more than worry, stress, care, and anxiety? So if you, it's like luggage that you carry around with you everywhere that you go. So just imagine if you had this big duffel bag that you had to carry over your shoulder, and in it was full of cares and worries and stress. Can you see how that would impact your quality of life if you have to carry this bag with you and you got to hold it? Like you physically have to hold it yourself. Can you imagine how that would impact just you moving from day to day if you had to carry that load on you? And even though there's not a physical bag there, a lot of you all are carrying that type of load around with you every day. And look, it's time for you to do something about it because it's eroding your quality of life. So if you are constantly consumed with thoughts of worry regarding your financial affairs, here's the reality. It could very well result in something very serious or even life-threatening where your health is concerned. So think about the impacts of, well, you know what? I'm getting ahead of myself. I just want you to know that carrying this around for a prolonged period of time, it is and is going to continue to have detrimental effects on your health and overall well-being. So it's not one of those things where you can just say, you know what, I'm gonna just stick my head in the sand and hope and pray that it goes away. Now, hope and prayer are good. That's a part of it, but you can't just stop with a hope and a prayer. We got to get real practical, and that's what I want to help you to do in this episode. So it's the fourth quarter. We are not going to carry this care and worry into 2025. That's my commitment to you. I'm going to do my part, but you got to do your part to take the steps to get this off of you so you can begin to live a freer and more fulfilling life. So that's why I wanted to take the fourth quarter to start dealing with some of these issues now. And for some of you, you better be glad that I am starting this now because by the time the Christmas holidays come around and you start spending money that you may not necessarily have, that's going to compound on that stress and anxiety. Now, here's how this usually plays out. You know, we usually have an emotional relationship with our money. So you're not thinking, case in point, Christmas holidays, you know, you want to show love to your family, you want to buy gifts. And so, you know, you really don't have the money set aside to really splurge the way that you want to in terms of buying gifts for other people or yourself. But guess what? You pull out old handy dandy credit card and you just in the Christmas spirit. Isn't it funny? Like part of the Christmas spirit is just spending money. I mean, it is giving, but there's a practical part with that. With that giving, you're spending a lot of money too. And if you don't have it, you may not think about it in the moment, but when January hit and you get that credit card statement, oh, guess what? That spirit is going to leave you real quick. And the weight of that stress, worry, and care is going to begin to take over take over you again, and it's going to come front and center, and you're going to start another cycle in the 2025 all over again. So you see why I had to get this started in the beginning of the fourth quarter before we run up on Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, because it's usually this time of year where we engage in that hyper-consumption and we start the cycle for 2025 with the choices that we're making right now. So I want to get in your head now, and I want you to start being intentional starting October 1st with the choices that you're making where your money is concerned. So when we ease on into 2025, you already have a plan in place, and we're just going to execute the plan. Man, I'm feeling this thing now. So I'm not saying that you don't need to give your finances the attention that it needs, but at some point, if it's causing you worry, stress, and anxiety, you're going to have to do something about it. Why? Because prolonged worry and stress, it transformed into what I call a prolonged state of dis-ease in your mind. Now, if something happens, you know, I understand if you get bad news, it's going to cause some uneasy thoughts in your mind. But if you're carrying if you're in a prolonged state of worry or stress, it's going to create a prolonged state of dis-ease. Catch the picture. D-I-S-E-A-S-E is going to create a prolonged state of dis-ease in your mind. And the longer that dis-ease is in your mind, it's going to eventually remove that little dash, and it's going to cause disease in your body. I hope you all caught that. So there's a little space there, and I'm working in that space. You have the dis, you got the space, and you got the ease. But the longer you stay in it, that little gap pretty much evaporates and disintegrates, and you're left with disease. And we are not going to let that happen to you. But we got to take some fast action now. So that's why we got to get rid of this stuff now. And one of my favorite things when I encounter situations that cause me worry, stress, and care, one of my favorite scriptures, and I want you to write this down, it's 1 Peter 5:7 in Amplified. It says, casting all of your cares, all of your anxieties, and all your worries, and all of your concerns once and for all on him, for he cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. God dog it, I have to read that again. Catch this now. Casting all of your cares, all of your anxieties, all of your worries, and all of your concerns once and for all on him, for he cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you carefully. So what that tells me is that God never intended for me to carry care in my life. He never intended for me to carry the load of worry, stress, and anxiety, because he told me to cast it on him. So when I get into situations where, you know, we're human, and when things do happen, and, you know, I'm not telling you to not feel, but I'm telling you, you can't carry the weight of that with you your whole life. And so when that does happen, you have to have certain things that you do to kind of help alleviate that burden. So that's one of my favorite scriptures. Feel free to use it. It's a whole book full of other scriptures that you can use to encourage yourself. Another one of mine is take no thought. And it goes on to take no thoughts for the type of food that you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, because worry and care and anxiety, it starts with the type of thoughts that you're taking in. But that's another lesson. We'll talk about that a little bit later. So here's what I want to do now. I want to give you some practical steps, three steps that can help you deal with worry and care in your financial life. So make sure you take some notes on this. If you know anybody who's stressed out over their money or finances, please, please, please share this podcast with them. So number one, three-step process to help you deal with worry, stress, care, and anxiety in your life. Number one, you have to identify root causes. So what are the root causes of financial stress in your life? And I want you to liken this to like the check engine light in the car. So something is usually going to alert you that something ain't right. So in a car, the check engine light comes on. For you, it just may be that feeling, you know, when you feel stressed, you know, when you're feeling anxious, you know, when you're worried. That's an indication to you that something is kind of going on internally on the inside of you. And usually it's based on something that's going on externally. So when you think about money, just when I say money, finances, bills, what type of thoughts does that evoke for you? Okay. Student loans, credit card payments, investments. It doesn't matter what it is, but I want you to get in tune with your body. What does that make you feel like? Is there a little pit in the hole of your stomach? Like, yeah, I've been deferring on them loans for the last 2 years. And like, I don't even want to open my bills because I don't even want to see how much I owe. That's worry, stress, and care. And listen, I get it because I used to be there, but I'm not there anymore because I decided to take action. And so you have to identify what are the root causes for you. Here are some top causes that I did some research on, and these may or may not be yours, but the important thing is you need to identify your own root causes. So, number one, inability to comfortably handle day-to-day expenses. That's a cause of worry for a lot of people. I'm just not making enough. Sometimes it's not that you're even not making enough, but you're not managing well enough what you have. But we'll get to that a little bit later as well. So, inability to comfortably handle day-to-day expenses. Number two, large amounts of debt. That could be student loan debts. It could be credit cards debt. Number three, the inability to handle unexpected financial expenses. So it's like you're one car trouble, a car issue away from being in a hole that you're not sure that you can dig yourself out of. How well can you handle unexpected financial expenses or a financial crisis? So that could be a loss of a job. It could be medical expenses. How well are you positioned to handle unexpected things? Because they're going to happen. I know for me, the most stressful time in my life was when I made a decision to leave my job. I went a period of almost a year of not having that steady income. And the reason why I left was because of stress on the job, but leaving the job stress created another type of stress when I didn't have the finances coming in. And so that wasn't something unexpected because I made a conscious decision. But the thing was, I hadn't properly prepared to deal with what that would bring. And so a lot of times it's not the unexpected things that get you, it's just you didn't prepare for it because let me tell you, the unexpected is coming. Are you going to be prepared when that car breaks down, when the water heater goes out, when the refrigerator goes out, where you have to buy a new computer, you have to get a new car, you have an unexpected medical expense? I had a friend who recently unexpectedly got into an accident and lost their car. Look, life happens, man. Those unexpected things are going to happen. But what I want to challenge and convince you to do is prepare now as if you know that it's coming. You just don't know when. All right. So, insufficient savings. All of these are some of the top causes of worry, stress, and anxiety. Now, here's the deal. What happens if you leave these areas unchecked? Like, you've been dealing with them student loans 5 years ago and you still deferring. It's building up. It's building up. It's getting bigger. You've been paying the minimum payment on that credit card for like the last 10 years. It's getting bigger. You've been spending more than you're making for as long as you had a job. It's going to continue to add that stress. It's going to continue to add that worry and anxiety. So you're going to have to make some changes. But if you don't deal with these issues, and that's why I'm challenging you to do this now in the fourth quarter, it's going to cause a lack of hope that things can change. So, number one, hopelessness is going to set in because you're just going to think, man, I'm just going to be in this situation for the rest of my life. Number two, that can lead to depression. And you know, now we're getting into your mental and emotional health. And man, I don't wish that on anyone because that's a tough hole to dig yourself out of. And so what we got to do is make sure that we don't get in that hole to begin with. Number three, you're going to start to self-doubt. So your self-esteem is going to take a hit and you're going to doubt your ability to be able to do what it takes to get out of it. And number four, and we already talked about this, is going to impact your physical, your mental, and emotional health. So listen, I'm sounding the alarm for you right now. The check engine light is on. We cannot leave it unchecked. So that's step number one, identify root causes. Number two, and this is a good one. This is something that I did for myself. Complete a SWOT analysis of your financial ecosystem. Now, I know that sounds like a lot. A SWOT analysis, SWOT stands for strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So let's be honest, most of you have an emotional relationship with your money. And so you engage with your money based on how you feel. But you're gonna have to move the needle on that a little bit and move from an emotional relationship with your money to more of an objective and strategic approach to your financial ecosystem. Financial ecosystem is a word that I came up with. It entails every aspect of your financial life, your belief systems, your thoughts about money, how much you make, your debt, your income, your investments. Your ecosystem is everything that pertains to your finances. So you, and a lot of you probably haven't even thought about your finances. You just think about, I work, get paid money, and pay bills, and you know, have some fun if I have some money left over. I need you to develop a bigger picture for your finances. Like, it's so much more than that. It's a whole ecosystem. And until you start to really realize and recognize all the components of those systems, it'll kind of be like you have a car, and three of the tires are cool, it's full of air, but if that one tire goes flat, guess what? The whole car is going to stop moving. So with your ecosystem, it may be that one piece of your finances, maybe your past money stories and experiences. It may be your programming, your belief system. It could be that one area in your ecosystem that you're not giving attention to. And everything else may be feeling like it's good, but that one area could be causing problems in other areas. So you got to do a SWOT analysis where your financial ecosystem is concerned. And you got to look at it like a health checkup for your finances to make you better, to help you make better and more informed financial decisions regarding your finances. So it's like a checkup. And I implore you to, from a health standpoint, man, go and get yourself. Go get a checkup, make sure everything is working right. Because what happens a lot of times, as long as we're feeling good, we think that we're good. But that means that you have to wait until a symptom or something goes wrong to let you know that something isn't right internally. So you need to just do those regular checkups just to make sure everything is working fine. Okay, so SWOT analysis, and I know that may be a new term for you all where your finances are concerned. Don't worry, I got some good news. Make sure you listen to the end because I got something real powerful to share with you. Step number two, complete a SWOT analysis of your financial ecosystem. Number three, take action that's right for you. So after you go through this whole analysis of your finances, and when I talk about analysis of your finances, I'm talking about your thoughts, your belief systems, your money stories, your histories, your emotions when money is concerned, how much are you spending, how much you're making, how much debt are you in, how much you're saving, how much you're investing. When you look at all of that, just like going to the doctor to get a checkup, it's going to begin to show you where some things may be out of alignment. So from a health standpoint, you may see that you're a little bit overweight. It's like, okay, so everything else is good. I need to shed a couple of pounds, or maybe my stress, my blood pressure is a little bit too high. So maybe that means I need to minimize some stress. But what sense would it make? So let's just say I go to the doctor and I have high blood pressure. Okay. If I come with a diagnosis of high blood pressure, it's not going to make any sense for me to go and have a, let's just say, let's be extreme, kidney operation because I have high blood pressure. So I said that to say, you need to take the actions that's right for you. Now, if I was that person, I went to the doctor and I saw that one of my kidneys was failing or whatever, and I needed a transplant. Cool. The right action for me is maybe to get on the donors list and see if I can get a transplant. I don't need to be taking medication for high blood pressure if my kidney is failing. I need to get a new kidney. So I said all that to say you have to take the actions that are right for you. But how are you going to know that if you don't do this assessment of your whole financial picture? So you got that. I hope you got those three steps. Got those three steps. Got those three steps. Hope you got those three steps. So, very important statement. Nothing is going to move until you move. Okay. If you want to see a different harvest in 2025, you're going to have to start planting some different seeds now with the remainder of 2024. So, if you are that person listening to this and you're just like, you know, Gerard, I know you're talking to me. I know I've been worried and stressed out about finances. My blood pressure is up, and you know, I don't want to open most of my mail, and I'm always just anxious about finances and about the future and about being able to take care of my present needs. If that's you, and you're just like, that's me, but I just don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. I got you. Listen very closely because I have something that I created just with you in mind. So last week I talked about procrastination and the best way to overcome it. One of the things that I mentioned is to take action now. So here's my challenge to you. If you know a change needs to happen in your finances, you need to start taking steps to make that change right now. So I got a special something to share with you. So as the fourth quarter is beginning, let's start taking action now to produce the results that we want in 2025. So with that being said, I'm super excited to announce to you on October 21st, I'm going to be launching a coaching program. And guess what it's called? It's going to be called the Fourth Quarter Financial Stress Reliever Bootcamp. Drop the mic on that one. The Fourth Quarter Financial Stress Reliever Bootcamp. So here's the deal. So we're not going to get into the dollars and cents. We're going straight to the root causes of whatever is causing worry, stress, and anxiety in your life. So we can talk about the dollars and the cents, but I want you to be well. So we got to get to the root of the stress. So in this Fourth Quarter Financial Stress Reliever Bootcamp, I'm going to help you go through a process, kind of like what we did tonight, of identifying exactly what is it that's causing you worry, stress, care, and anxiety. And why is this so important? Because these things have been compromising and eroding your physical, mental, and emotional well-being for way too long. And guess what? I got a secret to tell you. They ain't going nowhere unless you make them go somewhere. So you gotta make this like a priority. Like before anything else, I'm gonna get this worry and stress off of my back. Second thing is that if you don't do anything different now, you're gonna continue to stay stuck in the same cycle, and it's just gonna build like a small snowball, and it's gonna get bigger and bigger and bigger. So at some point, you just gotta jump in and start attacking the snowball. It's kind of like debt. It's just like deferring your payments year after year or paying a minimum payment is not making it get smaller. It's getting bigger. So you just gotta knuckle up and be like, yo, let's go. We're gonna handle this. And then, you know, the other thing is sometimes you just don't know where to start. But not knowing where to start isn't going to change anything because you're going to stay stuck in that same position. So until you do something different, you're not going to experience anything different. And you're going to continue to go through life not having a peace of mind and living the life that you deserve to live, enjoying life on a level that you deserve to enjoy. So let me tell you about this fourth quarter financial stress reliever boot camp. So first of all, it's going to be a small intimate program. I only have 25 spots. That's going to be it, because I really want to be able to tune into your particular sources of worry, stress, care, and anxiety. So I can't open it up to the whole world. 25, we're shutting it down, because we're going to take the issues of those 25 people, and we're going to go to work on it. And so if you know deep down, if this whole thing has been resonating with you and you're just like, Gerard, I know you're talking to me, then look, this boot camp is specifically for you. The idea came to me for you. It didn't come for me, because I know God knew some people needed this, and he put it on my heart to do it for the fourth quarter. And so if you know that that's you, you need to go ahead, listen to my lesson last week. Don't procrastinate, but take action to do what you know you need to do. So, three steps. If you know this is for you, all you need to do is three things. Number one, go to my website, GerardAAnderson.com. That'll be somewhere on the screen. Go under the coaching tab on my website, because I know you have a lot of questions about the program. How long is it? How much does it cost? Don't have time to go into all of that here, but I created an FAQ video on my website. Go to my website, GerardAAnderson.com. Go under the coaching tab. Watch the FAQ video. It's going to cover all of the questions that you have. How long is it? How much does it cost? What are we going to cover? How do I enroll? All of that is there. That's the first thing I need you to do, step one. Step two, click the link to answer a few questions to help clearly identify the sources of worry, stress, and anxiety in your life. So once you listen to the FAQ video, click on the reserve your spot button, the enrollment button. It's going to take you to a questionnaire, and I need you to be totally 100% honest. Anything that's been causing you financial stress or worry, I need you to put it in that questionnaire, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to take all of those responses and I'm going to use that to create the content for the program. And it's an 8-week program, I can tell you that. So we'll finish right maybe that second week in December, right before, a few weeks before the Christmas holidays. So it's going to be an 8-week program. So go ahead and prepare yourself for that. But go to my website, and I need you to click the link to enroll, answer the questions. And then last, I need you to just pay to reserve your spot. The price for everything is on there. Now, I will say, because I talked about procrastination last week, I'm going to give you a little motivation. There is an early bird discount that's going to last for a limited time early. I don't know how long that's going to be, depending on how quick the slots go. It may be a week, it may be 10 days, it may be 5 days. So if you know that you want to get in this program, go ahead and reserve your spot now and take advantage of that early bird discount. And that's it. So that's three steps. Go to my website and watch the FAQ video. Number two, answer the questions. Three, reserve your spot, and I'll take care of the rest from there. After that, I just need you to show up and do the work. So I just want you to think, as I get ready to wind this episode up, just imagine by the time December 25th hits, Christmas, being in a place where you have clearly identified all of the root causes of worry in your life where your finances are concerned. You've already created a strategic plan to address and eliminate those fears, worries, and cares through the SWOT analysis that we're going to do. Number three, you clearly know the actions that you need to take to address these areas. So that's what the program is going to be about. We're going to take all of these areas, and I'm going to share with you some things that's going to help you figure out exactly what you need to do for your particular situation. And then number three, just imagine, number four, imagine being in a place where you slowly begin to regain your peace of mind and that stress and that worry and that care begins to subside. It's possible, and we can do it in 8 weeks, but you have to take action, okay? Or you can just continue on the path that you're on, and you can let that snowball of worry get bigger, the care gets bigger, the stress, the anxiety gets bigger. And while they're getting bigger, the impact that it's having on your body, over your mind, over your soul, is going to continue to get bigger as well. And it's going to move from that place of, and I'm not speaking this over anyone, but we all are very aware of the impacts of prolonged stress. It's going to move from just that dis-ease in your mind, and it's going to start to impact your body in a way. But that's why I created this episode so that doesn't happen. So that's all I have for you today, man. So take advantage of this program, 25 spots. Like I said, if you reserve your spot in the next 48 hours, I have a special gift that I'm going to share with you, as well as the discount on the program. And if you have any additional questions, feel free to just send me a comment or a message. But like I said, everything that you need to know is on the coaching tab of my website. All right. Hope you got some value from this episode. Leave some comments. Let me know what you think. Please share it with some other people. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like and subscribe. If you're on Apple iTunes, leave those 5-star reviews, all of that good stuff. But this is your time. But you got to do your part. All right, I'll see you next week.